It is our final transfer committee. As ever, thank you very much to John Furlong creating the game, Steve Davis for pulling in the fees and the money, Stefan Schultz, who has made the excellent app that he's still working on, as I've just discovered. Fair play to him there. And it's been, I put that about in the email. You should be able to see that if you go through the email. All right, in front of me, I've got Mike Kearney, Robbie O'Neill, Mark Davies, and Mike Bancoli to work all of this out. They're the last people to have a good go at this and see where they end up. As I keep saying to everyone, last year, you didn't do very well. The manager did not have enough players. So you've got to all think about where what went on and what went wrong. I think between you, it's a period of solemn reflection is in order across the board. So you need to fix that and get that resolved. We also need to make sure we're homegrown, non-homegrown compliant by the end of all of this, and we'll work through and say your whole squad. You can have 17 non-homegrown players. It's best to focus on it that way round, at least to start with. And then if you feel like you haven't got enough players because you haven't got enough that are then homegrown to bulk out the squad, then address it that way. But it's a max of 17 non-homegrown over the age of 21. We also want discipline on wages ahead of everything else. The way UEFA's rules are changing, we need to stay in our boundaries. But let's as ever remember, it is a game, it is an entertainment, and it is a thought experiment. What are the trade-offs and decisions that have to happen with the people who make decisions at Liverpool? And because of that, I've added an additional variable this year, which is first and foremost on how much money you have to spend. So I've going to roll a die in front of you. If it's a 1 or a 2, you get 150 million. If it's a 3 or a 4, you get 175. And if it's a 5 or a 6, you get 200. So I press roll now. You got a 2, you're on 150 million. I'll tell you what, Mike. Mike would have done better. You find yourselves on 150 million at the start of the game. That's the way in which it is, I'm afraid. And we will, let me just press revert on this. And we will get that one sorted out. So that's where you find yourselves. Next thing then is you're losing Andy Robertson and Mo Salah. You know that. Last season you ended up with 225 wage units. That's how we calculate it. It's of paramount importance that we don't go mad. But Curtis Jones has got 1 year left. 1 year left on his deal. He either moves to 10 units or you are obliged to take the dice roll as and when it comes in. So you can't wait to see the dice roll and then make a decision on the contract. You've got to take the offer. He's on 5. Would you all increase them to 10 units amongst the four of you? Have that chat now.